This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Congress tomorrow confronts the issue of college sports recruiting. A House subcommittee hearing follows recent allegations that sex and alcohol have been used to entice young men to the University of Colorado football program. The scandal includes accusations by seven women that they were raped by Colorado football players or recruits dating back to 1997. The news out of Colorado has officials talking tough once again about ending bad behavior by college athletes. NPR's Tom Goldman reports that behavior continues despite the best efforts of some within college sports.
The NCAA wants you to know the majority of college football players don't attack women. A recent USA Today article cited 32 college players in the past 12 years who were convicted or who reached plea agreements in sexual assault cases. 32 out of the thousands of young men who played major college football. But it's hard to focus on that when a story like Colorado comes along with allegations of repeated sexual assaults at one school. In that case, the NCAA wants you to know it will come down hard if the allegations are true and if the serial bad behavior happened because the school lost control of its athletic department.
We're going to be tough as nails on major infractions.
Tough penalties, according to NCAA President Miles Brand, include eliminating a school from postseason play or eliminating athletic scholarships. But some say if you really want to punish and deter others, you shut down a program. It happened in 1987 when the Southern Methodist University football team got the so-called death penalty because of repeated NCAA rules violations. Could it also happen because of repeated criminal violations? Miles Brand.
Oh, it could happen, and I think in the extreme cases, it might. The Major Infractions Committee may well consider a serious penalty, such as what we've called the death penalty. It's not off the books.
Brand says the NCAA's most draconian measures should be a last resort if a school can't reform itself. Real solutions, he believes, are best achieved on college campuses, the way they were, for instance, in Blacksburg, Virginia.
There's no question that Virginia Tech is one of the elite programs in college football. Winning seasons and bowl games are a yearly occurrence for the Hokies.
On its way to national prominence, the Virginia Tech University football team stumbled during the mid-1990s. Over a 13-month period, 19 players were arrested on charges ranging from assault to rape. The number of sexual assault charges was nowhere near what's alleged at Colorado, but Virginia Tech still was getting a lot of bad publicity.
Publicity that may well have been deserved.
At the urging of then-President Paul Torgerson, Virginia Tech officials adopted what's considered one of the toughest self-policing programs in the country. The Comprehensive Action Plan laid out tighter recruiting guidelines, clearly stated expectations that incoming athletes would behave, and sanctions for athletes even if they were only accused of a felony. For the most part, the university has adhered to the plan. Torgerson, who left the presidency in 2000, says it's been a success.
We've had almost no sanctions imposed because we've had, for all intents and purposes, no bad behavior.
As part of a life skills program, Virginia Tech athletes were required to attend a talk last month by former college and pro football player Don McPherson. He travels the country talking to college athletes about sexual violence against women.
So often you go places and you want to address this issue, and you hear guys say, well, I didn't beat any woman up. What are you talking to me for? And you hear guys say, well, I'm a good guy. And the point that I make to them is being a good guy is not enough. We need the good guys to speak out.
McPherson wants what he calls the silent majority of good guy athletes to hold the bad guys accountable. It's one way, he says, to change the culture that leads to sexual assault. McPherson is a compelling speaker, part former jock, part sociologist. He says the problems in college start much earlier when many young male athletes get the message that females are inferior. Too often, McPherson says, he is reminded how ingrained these attitudes are by the time athletes get to campus. 2 weeks after he spoke at Virginia Tech, three football players were charged in a sex case involving underage girls.
I'll be honest with you, I spoke at the University of Colorado about a year and a half ago as well, and I've been other places where after I leave, days after I leave, there are incidents that fall right in line with some of the issues that I address. And my response to that is I'm personally not convinced that those kind of presentations are what get it done.
The real work, says McPherson, needs to happen in elementary and middle and high schools, keeping the seeds of misogyny and athletic entitlement from growing. Meantime, the Virginia Tech football players have a May court hearing. Several investigations into the University of Colorado scandal continue. Tom Goldman, NPR News.